Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, welcome to San Clemente Punk on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Fighting Words Radio Network. Those of you tuning in for All Hail Hair, Bob is currently in Notre Dame, and well, in South Bend, it's Notre Dame game. So the show's been taken over tonight by a lot of the pirate punks. We're gonna play a lot of songs tonight. I'm joined by Drell from Never Say Never. Which is, you know, I told you guys about them out of Salt Lake. We're going to get to some of their songs. We're going to get to a lot of different songs tonight. We're going to play some Casualty, some Drunk as Shit, some Bad English, Rum Rebellion, you know, all kinds of stuff tonight. We're also going to be talking to some guys. Who are we going to be talking to?
Some of the Pirate Punk chapters up in the Northwest. Our friend Chase from Bremerton. Gordy from the Bad English is going to be doing us interviews, so there's some music. Talk to him, get some antics going there. Chernobyl Baby said they would be on board tonight as well. They're a pretty awesome Midwest punk rock band. They're the shit. Lots of crazy debauchery heading this way.
Alright, let's get some music first. What I want to play first. No, we're going to play Never Ever by Never Say Never. I love that song. Say hi.
What's up?
He's right there. On the phone. Yeah, it's just through the phone. So,
technology.
Yeah. So, Drell touched on it earlier, but we're going to be doing some interviews and we're going to be playing some music. You want to call somebody first, or you want to do a?
Betty Grisham call.
Betty Grisham.
Betty Grisham. Boy punks, spiky, boy drunk, spiky punks.
Play 12th Street Staggers.
Okay.
Back in the 20th century, we had no idea there was a university on Mars. Well, in those days, Mars was just a dreary, uninhabitable wasteland, much like Utah. But unlike Utah, it was eventually made livable.
Punk band, Utah County Swillers, we got a ska band called Dr. Drug and the Possible Side Effects, and then we also got a skinhead hardcore oi band, Merciless Boots. Should be a good show, the first lineup.
First time we got vibrators to an all ages venue. They're pretty stoked to play and tear it up for us.
Vibrators come through here before?
Vibrators have played they come through every year in September, and for the last 3 years, they've been booked at bar shows. The guy that's been booking them didn't know what he was doing. He hasn't ever promoted them. He's picked some pretty awful bands to play with them. The bands haven't drawn anybody. There's been more underage kids that have been outside for the shows than there's been inside of the bar. Pretty awful process for some punk legends, so we're changing that up. Getting them a DIY show at the best all ages venue in town. We promote this show like crazy. Put out close to 2,000 flyers for it. Even people that aren't in the local bands have been helping out flyering for it. People that are in the bands have been helping out flyering for it. Got flyers up on almost every street corner all around town and every single shop. All sorts of different colors flyers all over the internet. So trying to make this one of our biggest shows. Pay tribute to some punk legends.
Should be a good show. You know, they've been around since 76.
Yeah, they played with Sex Pistols in 1976.
Nice.
So they played my Sex Pistol last night.
Play some Crumb Bumps. SOS?
Sure, why not? I played from not 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
So, they came through. Denver, Bad English.
English.
Okay. Bad English. This is Oi Drunk Spunky Punks.
Beer. We don't fucking know. Almost out of beer. Beer's on
Yeah, it was Oi Drunk Spunky Punks by Bad English. Right now we're going to get a hold of, who are we going to talk to?
We're going to call up Gordy. He's the singer of the Bad English. Long school mates.
Good chance. Always helps us out when we go to Denver.
Gordy is the man of Denver. He keeps the Denver scene alive.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Gordy? You're live on the air, man.
Oh, yes, what's up?
How's it going, man?
Oh, shit, just got out of work on the way to the bar.
Cool, man, we just played Oi Drunk Spunky Punks.
Oh, yes, how'd that go?
Yeah. It was good, man. Oi Drunk Spunky Punks!
Oi Drunk Spunky Punks, oi!
Hey, Bad English, you guys just went on tour with the Chernobyl Babies, right?
Yeah, we went on tour with the Chernobyl Babies and Punks Attack.
Where's Punks Attack from?
Punks Attack is from St. Paul. We just put out a split CD on Joe Pogo. Just came out like last week, Joe Pogo Records. And they're from St. Paul, and it was the Bad Baby Punks, or Bad Baby Punks Attack Tour. That's what we called it.
Nice. From what cities did you guys all go to?
Oh, we played Milwaukee, Chicago, Minneapolis, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and then just a little music tour.
So did you guys, when you did that tour, did you guys mostly promote or do shows through like promoters or like more DIY venues, people that you know, or how did you guys book all those shows?
It was supposed to be, sadly, it was supposed to be like a month-long tour, dropped out into a two-week tour, and then a one-week tour, but basically just all our friends that we knew across the Midwest. One venue was a bar, and the rest were all just DIY basement, or what's really cool is in Chicago, there's a punk rock gang called the Chi-Town 77, and those have official clubhouse, which is really, really sick, and those guys took real good stuff on his nights.
So, when you guys play the shows to people, do they usually make food for you guys and put you guys up?
Yeah, almost every place at least gave us a place to crash and free beer. Food, we pretty much bought our own food if we ate food at all.
Yeah. So you guys like to drink lots of beer on the road. What was one of your favorite more microbrews that you used to drink?
Actually, on the road, we didn't really drink any microbrew. Just drank whatever was free or quantity over quality. And in St. Paul, they got like $10, 30 packs of hams. And they're called B30. And it's only like $9 a 30 pack, and it says on it, anytime's a good time. So we drank a bunch of those.
Nice. How many is the bunch?
Oh, fuck. I don't know, at least 500 beers in a couple days. I didn't keep track, but there's a lot of whiskey in there, too. Sal Manila, my guitar player, loves his whiskey.
Nice. And then you've been pretty good friends with the Bad English. Do you also sing with them sometimes?
With who?
With the Chernobyl Babies?
Yeah, you mean the Chernobyl Babies. Yeah, we actually just recorded their next album together, our Bad English Winter Tour. We went out to Michigan, recorded on the full 12-inch Chernobyl Babies pogoed at the pub, 12-inch, which is in the middle still of being mastered and all that. And so, yeah, I'm really good friends with those guys. Those are my brothers. They consider me the second singer in that band, Bad Baby Number 5. And then we also have a four-way split 10-inch coming out between Punks Attack, Chernobyl Babies, and then this new band from Oklahoma called Soap Charge, and then Bad English.
Nice, man. Sounds like you're pretty active. Yeah, I remember when you first showed me the Chernobyl Babies, man. They're one of my favorite bands now.
Oh, yeah, man, thanks, dude. They're just a lot of fun. You know, they take some stupid, just like Punks Attack, they take some stupid everyday jokes and turn them into cool lyrics that you want to get drunk and pogo and smash shit and just have fun and listen to it every day.
Oh, yeah, man. So what's going on in the Denver scene? I know you book a lot of those bands. You had a place, The Waistline, going on. You guys are sponsored by Pass Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, Denver's pretty good. Got a lot of different kind of scenes going on here. A lot of open-minded people. Weed is legal here. There's like a weed store on every corner. Actually, I'm on my way to the bar right next to the weed store. I got my own medical marijuana card and shit, so that's cool. And then as for shows right now, The Waistline, we just got a ticket for selling cups of booze. So I got to go to court Monday for that, and then we'll see how that all turns out and where the future of Waistline is. But other than that, it's just some mainstream venues that every touring band plays at that we just try to show that.
Cool. Well, what is it that they're trying to charge you with? What are the exact charges?
Oh, they gave us everyone citations for selling alcohol without a license, class 2 misdemeanor. They cops came in, took pictures of every person that was at the show, checked everyone's IDs. No one under 21 was drinking. And then asked whoever lived at the house, because we have a warehouse and the house right next to each other, and we just told them that we lived there, and then they just wrote us all a bunch of citations, and it, online it says something like $250 fine to $10,000, and like a week in jail to a couple months or something. But talked to a bunch of people, they think we're just going to get a fine, and that's it.
So we're going to try to do some benefit shows, try to raise up some money for that.
Actually, I'm just really busy right now with the and getting our albums out, and we have our CD release show that we're trying to book, and book it in the right day so not a million bands are playing that same night, and I'm just really busy doing other stuff that I can't even, don't even have time for that, unfortunately.
Cool, man. So, you got any plans to come back to Salt Lake City anytime soon?
Well, last time we were there, we got beat up by a bunch of wannabe skinheads, but I have been talking to Endless Struggle online once or twice, and I heard through the grapevine that those guys got back together, and then they said that they play a show that they would ask us to come out. I don't know how much weight that holds, but that's what they said in an email to me, so that'd be cool.
Light as a feather.
What's that?
Talking about weight. Word of Struggle, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, Endless Snuggle, whatever. But we are planning on getting a new tour van and doing a early spring tour down south, out west, and then coming back through Salt Lake City as long as you're there so I don't get maced and beat up again.
All right, man, you know we got you back. Cool, man, we'll party it up, man. We're going to play a song, Drinking with the Mates, now.
Nice.
You're out there. You have a good time tonight, man.
You guys think you want to share it? Announce it.
There, we lost it. Okay. This is Drinking with the Mates by Bad English out of Denver.
Drinking with the mates, always on the show.
Drinking with the Mates by the Bad English. You want to play Joan Jett now?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people say Joan Jett isn't punk, but she was in one of the,
Runaways.
Yeah, the Runaways.
And this song, Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols, he helped a bit out with Joan Jett on one of her records. And also, Joan Jett recorded the first Germs album, so
right.
She's done quite a bit for punk rock.
This is I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett.
Yeah, it's like my super sense.
So is it? Joan Jett, victim of circumstance. Trevor stated, she was one of the first people to really recognize the Germs as being a seminal punk band.
She was also one of the first people to get my dick moving.
All right.
It's heart throb.
Next up, we're going to play Oi Scouts with Oi Punk.
Bye.
you got the animal.
Yeah. Okay, we're back on. That was Oi Scouts with Oi Punk. Right now we're going to get into a song by... You want to call first? Yeah.
We're going to call our buddy Chase. He lives up in Bremerton, which is up by Seattle and Washington. He does a lot for the punk scene in his town. He's a pretty active member. I'll call him up, talk to him a little about exactly what he does. Good friend of mine. For all the ladies out there, has about a 10-pound dick. Has about quite a bit of metal in it.
Every STD from A to Z.
Hey there.
Hey, what's up, Chase?
Hello?
You're live on the air, man.
Oh, cool. Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I've been wasting my entire day playing Fallout 3.
Nice, man. So you're up there in Bremerton, kind of up there by Seattle, and you're pretty active in the punk rock scene up there, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to most of the shows I can make it out to. Yeah, I've been doing it for about, like, I don't know, last 7-8 years.
All right, yeah, right on. So Bremerton's a pretty cool town. You guys got a block of town that there's a lot of really DIY shops on.
Yeah, well, we opened up, I don't know, man. As far back as I can remember, there's always been a venue on the street. It's been shut down once, one of the venues, and kind of died down, and then a lot of the kids really got together and rallied and put together some non-profit art hall down there, and one of the guys took out a loan and bought a... an old theater that used to be here and set that up as a venue too. And there's one of the tattoo shops that's full of the local kids here moved down a few blocks to Calo into an old jeweler shop, and then we opened up my buddies opened up a record store about a year and a half ago. Just went under though. But we have to switch over to just doing mail order stuff.
Nice. Yeah, so you guys are still going to be selling all the stuff that was in there, right?
Excuse me?
Where is it that you guys are doing that mail order? Like, where can people find out what was in that record shop to be able to buy? Because I know a lot of bands, they would stop by, sell their stuff to you guys, right?
It was Exploding Planet Records. We had a MySpace, and we were selling stuff on eBay. Just doing the rounds like that. Got a bunch of stuff from local bands and a lot of the bands that toured through. Just trying to pick up stuff from them at after shows and whatnot, and put that all up and make so the kids could get this stuff without having to go over to Seattle or something to pick it up.
That's nice, man. So you don't play any instruments, but you're pretty active as far as doing everything else. You went on tour with a few bands this summer, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I went on tour with you guys in NFFU, and I just got back from an East Coast tour. Went with the local guys here, YIA and Generation Decline. We headed out to, like, Boston and Brooklyn, hit up a bunch of places out that way, and then headed back. But, yeah, after I lost my, like, regular day job, I guess, about 2 years ago, I just started – talking to bands about going on the road with them and selling their merch and helping them out, doing drive-in, helping with their gear. And most of them were really responsive because I've been hanging out so long and got to know them pretty well, and they started trusting me. So, I just decided to fully commit to it.
Nice. So you did the West Coast and Western United States with NFFU, then you did the East Coast with Generation of Kind of YA. What'd you say it was... Did you notice some differences between what's going on the East Coast and the West Coast?
Mostly just the accents. basically going all over the place, like even in Texas and New York and that type of stuff. Basically kids doing everything they want to do, doing the shows. Little bit of attitude differences, but for the most part, it's punk rock's punk rock no matter where you go. It's pretty universal. It's great because you can really just plug into new scenes like that as long as you are down.
So what would you say was one of the highlights, one of the best shows when you was roading for NFFU in the West Coast?
Oh, that was Denver, definitely. I think that was the absolute, the one that, Wasteland. That one, that blew my mind, like, the way that was set up and all the kids there, how enthusiastic they were.
Hi. But, yeah, we just got off the phone with Gordy. We just interviewed him.
Oh, cool.
And what would you say about, going out on the East Coast? What was, most memorable show up there?
I would say, actually, it wasn't even the one that was on the East Coast. Boston, I guess, was technically the only one on the East Coast that was played that was rememberable, because we played a few shows in on the East Coast and then a few shows in Wisconsin. My favorite show in Wisconsin was the house show in the basement up in Appleton. But a pyro class we saw in, Madison the night beforehand, that was great. But, in fact, the only thing I remember really from the, like, East Coast proper was, we played this really cool bar in Boston. The night beforehand, we played at another place, because the venue in Bremerton is called the Charleston, and the venue we played in Brooklyn was also called the Charleston. It's pretty crazy and coincidental, but that show kind of really bombed. It didn't seem like anyone they promoted it all. They played the show in the basement, and upstairs they even had the house music going still and really didn't talk about any bands down there. The only guy that was really cool about that whole thing was the bartender during the day. He just stuck around and bullshit with us.
Cool, man. So what are some upcoming shows that you got going on in Bremerton?
Oh, man. Tonight, someone's birthday party. This guy from the Americommies over in Tacoma, he booked a venue over here at the AFU, and the Fascinators will be playing, and TNT, and I can't remember any of the rest of the bands on the bill tonight, but I was definitely going to head over there and check that one out. But coming up next week on the Tuesday is going to be The Business playing in Bremerton. I'm really excited about that. That was one of my very first punk rock bands I ever got into, and still love to this day. It really connected with me with the whole the Oi movement, and able to look into it from there, and it's pretty cool. Really stoked on that show. And
Are you helping out and working for that show, or do you help set it up?
I'm working for a good part of it, but I'm going to try and get into the pit during the business itself. Definitely not one that I want to miss again. Last time The Business came through town, it was they played in Seattle with Dreadful Children, and I was really excited about that, but I was stuck behind the merch table the whole time looking down at the band enjoying it, and then they looked up at me and realized that it's kind of the reason why I came to that show. And so Tony ran up there, he's like, oh, I'm really sorry, man, and kicked me out down there.
Nice. Cool, well, thanks a lot, man. I mean, it really goes to show you don't have to be in a band to be out there doing stuff for the local punk rock scene. Everybody can help support it. So we're going to play The Casualties, We Are All We Have for you. Dedicated to you, man. We're going to dedicate We Are All We Have by The Casualties to you and play it right now.
Fuck yeah, man.
All right, cool. Have fun tonight, man.
I will.
All right, see you.
Take care. Bye.
So he's part of the Pyropunks?
Yeah, he's part of the Bremerton Pyropunks.
Do you want to explain to people what that...
kind of what the Bremerton Pyropunks and what they've done all around is they're trying to take the scene back DIY. There's a lot of promoters that have been booking shows over the last few years that really haven't been too much into the punk rock scene. They just book it at the venues. They take out their door percentage, their money for the show. They don't really go out there and promote it. They rely on all the bands to promote it. Made the band sell tickets, pretty much pay to play. So the Pyropunks, they kind of got sick of that. What they're doing is they're kind of doing more DIY venues. They have people that sign up to volunteer to help run the shows so they can cut down on the costs. So the promoters aren't really making the money. They're giving back to the bands. They don't really work too much with bands that have guarantees. They prefer to just give the bands a big door percentage, and then they always feed the bands and give them a place to stay. The big thing when you're on tour, it sucks if you go on tour, you spend all your money on gas, you always have to get a hotel to sleep every night, and you got 5-6 people, you guys all have to get your food, So Pyre Punk's kind of making it a lot easier for bands to be able to go out there and tour. Actually have good tours. If you book through the Pyre Punks, you know that they're actually going to go out there and promote your shows. They have invested interest in you. So it's really good to be able to book through them. They don't just work with anybody, though. They want to make sure that you're not racist. They usually like you to send in your lyrics. They want to hear your music first. Make sure that they want to support you. It's a really good organization. We're trying to start it up here in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You know, and it's a lot in the vein of punks have always been kind of DIY because no one ever really gave punks a fair shake. You know, I remember my band, you know, we were only playing shows in basements because it was hard to get anywhere. But, so. Okay, so you wanted me to play the casualty?
Screw that, Chase. We are all we have.
We are all we have.
My bottle.
That is a good idea. Especially on a Friday night.
Oh yeah, man.
No!
Alright, here's Shit Face with Shit Face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Short lived. By a Japan pogo band called Shit Faced. They were out in the early 90s. Pretty big part of what's going on in Japan.
Okay, what are we going to play next?
What is it?
Everything.
Got everything, huh?
Everything was on yours.
Everything.
We got Drunk as Shit. You want to play
Drunk as Shit? Drunk as Shit. Local Boys from Salt Lake City. Drunk as Shit's actually playing a show tonight at Moe's Bar and Grill, downtown Salt Lake City. Boys, Drunk as Shit, Drunk as Fuck, High as Shit. I do it all of it.
If you're in Salt Lake and you don't go, I'll kick your dick in. Drunk as Shit! So next up, we got some Resilience, gonna play Still Not Dead. Resilience is a really good band, they're all about being DIY, being proud to be who you are. From Santa Rosa, California, a little bit north of the Bay Area. Lead singer, Fury, he runs a Subculture, which is a tattoo shop and punk rock shop up there. If you're ever around there, check it out. Resilience, they pretty much toured nonstop for about the past 8 years, went on tour with bands like Exploited, Total Chaos, Blitz. They played a pretty big part in the mid-2000s punk rock scene. It's one of the best songs about punk rock. It's called Still Not Dead.
Some people said, on one dead, it's just another lie, punch it to the head. It's another thing that they say out of fear, if on one dead, if we wouldn't be here. We'll be right back.
got some Pistol Whip Prophets. They're from Eugene, Oregon. They're one of my bands I like the best out of Oregon. The first time I saw them, pretty tired. I was passed out in the van. We sat at a bar. They were opening up first, and then FFU was playing. I woke up to the sound. I was like, holy crap, what is this? I got to run inside and check out this band. Walk inside, and their lead singer, Hellboy, who's wearing some, like, big boots, some leather pants, had his shirt off. He's just this crazy-looking dude. He has his face tattooed. Looks all crazy. He's just stomping up and down, and there's a bunch of hippies all belly dancing, going crazy to them. It's just a wild event to wake up into. So we're going to play their song, Freak Attack, and we're going to give the guitarist Spookier a call. Bitch just knocked on the door.
But not right over there.
Quinn just kicked her in the cunt.
You cunt kicked her? Damn, Quinn. That's Quinn cunt kicker.
Quinn cunt kicker. All right, we're going to get a spooky call from the Pistol Whip Prophets. He's in Eugene, Oregon, just sitting at his house. See what he's up to.
Like masturbating. Ferociously.
I'm going to give you a call in a sec, okay? Actually, I'll give you a call in like 20 minutes, okay?
Ring, 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 ring.
Okay.
Hey there.
Yeah, Spooky.
Push you that. All right, sir.
Hey, what's up, Spooky? It's Trevor, man.
How's it going?
Going pretty good, man. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing excellent.
Cool, man. So we just played Freak Attack, one of my more favorite songs that you guys did. So that's how you guys' first album, Devil's Dozen, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It should be a first song on there, I think so.
Yeah, and then you guys got another album called 666 too, right?
That's correct, and we're currently recording our third album right now. So.
And what's that one going to be called?
That album's going to be called Absence. It's a bit darker than the first two albums that we've got. It's definitely push a darker tone to it, so, yeah.
Cool, man.
A little less,
so how long has Pistol Whip Prophets been around for?
We got together in November of 2005, and we've been going strong ever since. We haven't terrorized in the Northwest here for at least, what, 5 years now? 5 and a half?
Terrorize you guys do, man.
I was just talking earlier about the first time I ever saw you guys at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite little holes in the wall to play. It's right there in the hood, so definitely try to play there when we can, you know.
So you guys just got done doing a little tour, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we did the greater Northwest area. You know, hit the three major Northwest states, pretty much Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. Yeah, touched those. Most of the shows were in Washington, but definitely managed to, you know, get a piece of Idaho and get a piece around state, too, so.
Yeah. So what was one of your favorite shows that you guys had on that tour?
What's that? I'm sorry?
What was your favorite show that you played on that tour?
A favorite show? Wow, there were so many good ones. Like, it was really actually, you know, a lot of times you hit tour, you'll hit some dead spots, you know, or something like that. That never really happened to us on this tour, so definitely loved, like, all the shows that we did. I mean, for different reasons, obviously, but, I mean, Boise blew us away. Didn't really know what to expect in Boise, and, yeah, it blew us away there. And we actually even stopped in Walla Walla, tiny little town. Didn't really expect much to be going on there, and they had a really good scene going on there. We were pretty impressed with what they were doing there, too. So even the spots that were kind of questionable, you know, places we hadn't played before, venues we hadn't played before, blew us away. Yeah, it was, all of it was phenomenal. But I think as far as fun went, was there was a good atmosphere in Boise for sure. Like, definitely, it was the blood clots were there. I mean, everyone was having a good time. It was just a lot of fun, you know. We had a good time there, so it was really good and comfortable. Everyone made us feel really at home. It was all around, you know, before, after, during the show. It was just a good show, so all around, that was definitely one of my favorite spots for sure.
So when you guys went on tour, did you guys have places to stay, and did you guys eat good food every night, or did you eat fast food, or how was that?
Well, really, it was hit or miss, you know, like, I'd say at least 50% of the time, you know, we had good places to stay, people we knew, that kind of thing. Other times we were, you know, camping out in Albertson's parking lot, you know, it's like, and, you know, when you got places to stay, they generally, you know, pretty good people, and they were all pretty good about feeding us and giving us good food, and a lot of the venues gave us food and stuff, but yeah, a lot of times, not really fast food is so much just, you know, you go out and to a grocery store and get some Chef Boyardee or something and just eat it cold in the can, that kind of thing. Just kind of.
Yeah?
Probably the cheapest way to do it, you know. Yeah.
Did you fuck any hot bitches on tour?
No, that's more Elboy's forte right there for sure. He definitely found him from all age groups. I'll tell you that. So that's kind of his gig. You don't really have much of a preference when it comes to that. So,
Elboy, he's quite all tattooed of your stuff.
What's that?
Elboy's quite all tattooed and pure stuff.
Yeah, that's great to say that. Definitely, yeah, full-blown. Yeah, he's a regular human marvel right there.
I saw some pictures of him online being hung by his nipple piercings.
Oh, yeah, he's been hung from all sorts of parts of his anatomy. And, he'll pretty much go from anywhere, anything. Like, he don't have too many limitations when it comes to that. I mean, one night we watched, he had to get his head stitched up with two hooks ripped out of his forehead. I mean, he definitely has a knack for putting good holes in himself, that's for sure.
That's bad.
He's got no real preference.
So, you guys just went on tour. What are some of the next plans? You said you got an album that you're doing right now. Do you guys have any more tours for going on tour?
We always kind of try to get out a bit. I mean, to do, you know, a good long tour generally takes some planning, but, I mean, we're constantly getting out of town. Like, right now, I mean, it'll take us a few more months of recording on this current project that we're doing. I'll probably be able to release it by early next year, I'm thinking. As far as touring, I mean, we're always getting out. Like, we had a pretty decent show coming up October 30th, Devil's Night there, right before Halloween, a big show at Studio 7 in Seattle. That should be a pretty good time. Like, right now there's just a couple bands that are, you know, confirmed on the bill. We've got ourselves, Spider Face, but sounds like they're trying to get the Genitorturers involved, and it should be an interesting night there, too. And, you know, we just came out on a few compilations, too, so that'd be interesting. Stuff that we've already toured on, of course, but, yeah.
Cool,
that's pretty much where we're going, so.
So you got a website, thepitswoodprophets.com. Are you the one that designed all that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not much of a designer, if you've ever gone there. But, yeah, I've definitely learned to hold my own, taught myself a lot of the code and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's totally, it's all DIY as far as that goes. Like, we do all that work ourselves, you know. So, I mean, put some extra hours in. But, yeah, it's something we have built and paid for by ourselves, so.
Do you guys ever have any plans to come out to Salt Lake City and play a show?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we definitely would like to hit Salt Lake. I mean, the soonest I think we'd be able to get, you know, to the more southwestern part of the country will probably be around spring, and we might be able to incorporate it into a summer tour, too. Definitely would like to get stopped there early 2011, though, if at all possible. The sooner the better would be nice, because a lot of places down there we'd like to hit. Salt Lake's one of them. Definitely want to hit Boise again. We'd like to hit San Diego some, too, and a few other spots along the way. You know, Las Vegas or Reno would be kind of nice, too. You know, get some more of that southwestern exposure would be definitely our map. So definitely looking to get down.
Cool, man. Well, you guys know if you guys are coming to Salt Lake, you guys are taken care of.
Yeah, totally. That's always
great. Sweet, man. Well, we're about to play our last days, and we'll wave you off and get you on the radio show. Thanks for giving us some feedback, letting us know what you guys are about. Got any last words?
Right on. It's like good talking to y'all, and definitely look forward to seeing everyone when we get back out on the road there. So,
cool, man. 666.
Right on.
All right, later, Spooky.
Take it easy.
That was Spooky from Pistolwood Prophets. We're gonna play their song "Last Days" now.
Um, Well, yeah, I'm going to get hold of my friend here in a second. Let's play some Major Accident. There was a much cooler, lesser-known Clockwork Orangey bands in the UK, I believe. And I'm feeling pretty double-minded, so let's play some Schizophrenic.
Okay.
Major Accident, Schizophrenic. Now I'm going to try to get a hold of one of our old school warriors around these parts, named Tom. Talk about some shit.
Hello?
Hey, Tom!
Hey, Tom. Hey, what's up?
Oi, mate, you're on the air at this San Clemente session. What's up, dude?
Not a whole lot, just sitting around. What are you up to?
I'm polluting a lot of noise waves and I'm getting drunk. It's Friday.
Nice.
You know how it is. So, man, let's say a little bit about your operations. You are running a pretty sweet self-corrupting website called Up the Fucking Punks.
Yep.
.blogspot. So, tell us a bit about that. What's that all about?
Just put all my vinyl records up for free downloads, obviously.
I'm sure.
Mainly just to, I don't know, get some of the more lesser-known bands, I guess, out there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of newer stuff on there as well.
How long have you been doing that for?
I think it's only really been just over a year now, so not too long.
We got quite a group of music on there. I mean, if people want to go get a kickstart to a punk rock collection, I don't have to go to one website.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, man. So, another thing, honestly, you were around a lot back in the Speedway Cafe days.
You know,
that's pretty much Salt Lake's version of CBGB's. It was really kicking before I was even sperming my dad's nuts. But, you know, it's with venues, you know, popping up and down around here, I mean, you know, what do you really think is Salt Lake's issue, you know, trying to silence punk rock and everything?
You know, I'm not really sure, but punk rock in Salt Lake has always been an up and down kind of thing. It seems as it starts coming back around, you know, usually about every 8-9 years or so, you'll see more of them popping up from here. Not too much, though. Mostly, a lot of them don't really stick around, I guess.
Yeah, kind of come and go. The
night punks.
Yeah.
Yeah, for, I don't know, I guess for every 100 or so, you'll get 10 or so that'll stick around.
Well, how long have you been around, Tom?
Oh, see, I got into punk rock, and I think I was around 14 or 15 years, and I'm 36 now, so it's been quite a while.
It's been quite a while, right? Liver's
yeah.
Still hanging on inside your guts?
Oh, yeah. Got to.
You've been after all that natural light, man. How many 30-packs are you down a week?
Oh, 30s, huh? Well, I'd probably say 4 or 5.
So, man, you're getting rusty. You better up your game.
I know. It's my kids. They're wearing me down.
Yeah, dude, you had just another one quite recently, didn't you?
Yeah, just over 2 months ago.
No kidding, man. Well,
how many have you got in the collection now?
Whew. I'd probably say it's getting up to around 5,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of children. You started an army, Tom? What are you doing?
I think you missed out. Must be Mormon.
That's more like probably how many beers last year. Well, man, like we gotta move off the show, dude, but you have anything to say in closing and parting?
Nah, not that I can think of.
What's your website?
It's Up the Fucking Punks.
Dot what?
See, upthefuckingpunks.blogspot.com.
All right, man. Well, rage on, brother. We will catch you very soon.
Right on. Have a good one.
All right, mate. Take care.
See ya.
I was one of our older buddies. He does merch for Ryan Trevor's band, Never Seen Ever. He's always been one of the coolest dudes to me ever since I met him. He's been around for a very long time. He cares a lot about the scene. He hasn't gone anywhere, as he said, for almost damn near half a century. He's an old fart for sure. But let's get up on some music.
What are you going to play now?
Let's play some lower class brats. They were in town just last month.
That was a badass show.
That was a badass show.
Yeah.
I ran door, and I was actually hopped up on a little bit of acid, so my numbers were a bit askew. When I got in the mosh pit, everyone felt my presence, so it was fun. Well, we're going to play Who Controls the Media? We do.
Motherfuckers!
Say, 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 say!
Apparatus, who controls the media. Now we're going to bring back where the music comes from HQ here in Salt Lake. There's one of our local bands here. It's a mixture of a bunch of bands came together to form R-Key, Rend and Tear. This is Laser Eyes. Is Rend and Tear with Laser Eyes. My retinas are burning already. Alright, so we're going to keep it local. So my and Trevor's project, Never Say Never, getting down and dirty with the animal.
Something about being a dirty scumbag, not caring what people think about you, having sex with chicks with your boots on, getting drunk, getting high,
fighting everybody and everyone.
It's PP.
Sure, most of you know, it's, you take your old favorite Satana, flip it upside down, you got 999. They're a band from the UK as well, as most of good stuff was back in the day. I'm actually dedicating this one to Riley from Ren and Ted. This is Little Red Riding Hood.
I'm sure that you've been shown, but I'd be
back, we're going to give Kayla a call. She lives in Tacoma, Washington. She's part of the Pirate Punks up there. She's a pretty active member in her city as far as getting the punk rock ball rolling and things set up, helping out bands. Really a cool girl.
Hello.
Hey, Kayla, how you doing?
Hey, driver.
Hey, you're live on the air.
All right. Hi, Salt Lake City.
Fuck you. So, you got a show going on in Tacoma right now, right?
Yeah, we're just on our way over to it right now.
Cool. What bands are playing tonight?
We've got Break the Cycle from L.A., Guilty by Association from Vegas, The Bad Jeans, and Vagabonds from Tacoma.
Oh, nice. And did you play a part in helping this get set up?
It's my old roommate's house that we're throwing it at, so I secured the venue, told Cal to take care of booking bands, and we got a flyer out, got the word out, doing it from the ground up.
Nice. So you're doing quite a bit out there. So you're part of the Tacoma Pirate Punks, right?
Yeah.
And when did you become a part of that?
I've been in Tacoma Pirate Punks about a year and a half now, a little over a year. Started out prospecting with them and just put in all the energy I could for any kind of show that we had. Moved up to Silver Patching. It's kind of like a level of commitment with the badges and like the patches. And then became an officer. So now I'm in charge of all of our money, our flyer designs. If anyone wants to make a flyer, they got to run it by me first. I deal with basically like the secretary of Pirate Punks and work, you know, go on the MySpace, contact bands that want to play.
Nice. So that's pretty active. So you don't play any instruments, but you're still pretty active in your scene. That's right.
Yeah.
A lot more people like that. Cool. So you're up there in Tacoma. So kind of divided by Seattle and the Triangle. You guys have got a lot of really good local bands out there, right?
Yeah, we really do. Like, we're in a pretty nice area. I mean, we've got Seattle half an hour north and Bremerton half an hour to the east, and there's just a lot of energy in both those cities, and we all kind of mix them up. Like, they'll come out to Tacoma, we'll all go up to Seattle, yeah.
Cool. So what are some of the local bands in Tacoma?
Tacoma, we've got Red, White, and Die. They've been around for like 10 years now. They've been holding strong. Bad Jeans just got back together. Let's see. What's that?
Zombads.
We've got the Zombads. They're still working on getting their stuff back together. The Americomies are playing here and there.
Cool. Yeah, it looks like they're playing up in Bremerton tonight. We just talked to Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And then you guys had another band from Tacoma that I really liked, Walk the Plank. Are they still around?
But yeah. They're calling it quits next month. Their singer is moving to San Diego. So, yeah. Walk the
Plank. Aww. That's too bad.
Have been walked. What's that?
Nice. So, besides punk rock and everything else, it seems like you're pretty active into the video gaming world. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, so what's your favorite video game?
I like to play Donkey Kong a lot. That's a pretty good one. I guess I'm more into pinball right now than any other classic arcade games. And
nice.
I've gotten a couple high scores on pinball tables around here.
Nice. Have you played the game Alleyway before? It's kind of an older Nintendo game. It's kind of like ping pong.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Huh. All right, well, when I come out to Tacoma, I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Me and you always get into some pretty mean Tetris battles out there, huh?
Heck yeah. Yeah, we've got Tetris on free play, so you can do a two-player battle in November.
Right on. Hell yeah. Well, cool. Do you have anything else you want to say out there to people listening all over on the radio?
Just a... What you're doing and what I'm doing is what helps keep local music alive, and I appreciate anyone that's involved in doing whatever they can for their scene and to keep working at it.
Sweet, right on. Well, we're going to play a song by the Unseen next. We're going to play Something to Say. He has a really good message, so we're going to dedicate it to you.
All right, thanks.
All right, cool. I'll follow up your show tonight.
All right, take care, Ray.
All right, cool. See you.
Bye.
Okay, this is the Unseen with Something to Say.
Play Can't Stop You by Violent Society. They were one of the first punk bands I got into. They barely got back together, did a West Coast tour. So this is one of their songs off the 10-inch. The rest of punk doesn't mean anything.
Hey, what's up, man?
By the Virus, good old band from Philadelphia in the 90s.
Hell yeah.
Some of the best.
This song is called, and it's actually tattooed on one of my best mates' forearms. It's called Today's Rebellion is Tomorrow's Future.
Today's Rebellion is Tomorrow's Future.
My junk ass got that song and missed out. It's one of my favorite bands. It was Today's Rebellion is Tomorrow's Freedom. What do we got going on now, Trevor?
We're going to play some Vibrators next. One of our old school songs called Destroy. We really want to go out there and promote the Vibrators really hard. These guys were one of the first bands.
Skating the afternoons at midnight.
You guys that work their asses off to get the position they're in, we want to make sure they get fully hooked up. We've gone just so far out of our way to make sure Vibrators will have the most amazing show. Me and Chris, we've gone skateboarding a few times at like 11 o'clock at night, flying until 3 in the morning all over town. And we bought countless tapes, countless rolls of masking tape, putting flyers all over town. Frank bought us over 1,000 staples, helped us get all the flyers out. Been driving around, riding buses around. Everybody's promoting the show really hardcore in Salt Lake. So if anybody else out there wants to check it out, September 21st, the Tuesday at One Line Studio, 216 West, 1170 South, at 6 p.m., $10. The Vibrators are going to be headlining.
We're going to play one of their songs, Destroy. The Vibrators with Destroy. So next up, we got a band from Portland. They're a Celtic punk band. They're called Rum Rebellion. They're really good friends of mine. After we play this song, Burn It to the Ground, we're going to call the singer Dave Noyes, talk to him a little bit about what's going on. This song is off a split that they did with the Hammer Grunts. Came out on Rodent Popsicle Records. This song is by Rum Rebellion, and then also on the CD, the Hammer Grunts, they covered it and did their own version of it as well. So here it is, Rum Rebellion, Burn It to the Ground.
Burn it to the ground, 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 bur
favorite songs by these guys. We're giving Dave Noyes a call right now, the lead singer of Rome Rebellion.
Hello?
Hey, Dave, you're live on there.
Awesome, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How's been your night?
It's been all right. Just finished school. Glad the work week is over.
Hell yeah, man. So we just played the song Burn It to the Ground. It's one of my favorite songs by you guys.
Sweet.
You guys did that split with Hammer Grunts. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it was... We did that about a year and a half ago, and it was our first time into a new studio that had a lot more capabilities, so I think the quality of all the recordings came out a lot better, and I also think we were just better prepared for going in the studio for that one, so we were all really happy with the way it turned out. Grunts are good friends of ours. We did some touring with them and stuff, so it was cool to get to do a split with them, and really fun to get to cover one of their songs. And they covered one of ours, too. So they actually covered Burnt Down also on that album. So that was a lot of fun, too. Overall, yeah, we were really happy with that recording. It turned out well.
Nice, man. And then you guys just recently got off a tour. How long were you guys out for?
4 weeks, 27 days total.
Nice. And what was some of the places that you guys all went to?
Oh, gee. Well, went all the way down California, so Bay Area, then San Diego, over to Austin, Texas for a couple shows there. That Austin is great, great town. Memphis, Tennessee, really cool. We played there a couple times before when we did our first U.S. tour 2 years ago, and that was amazing. Memphis is a great town. Let's see, Cincinnati, Columbus in Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, surprisingly good scene there. Denver was really awesome. Did the last 4 days of our tour with Crumbums, so Denver, Boise. You will recall that Salt Lake did not work out for us because of our van crapped out on us for yet another time. So that show was supposed to be with Crumbums as well, and we were very sad that we didn't make that show. Yeah, so let me hear some of the highlights of it. I'm sorry.
All right. So lots of kids were pretty disappointed in Salt Lake that you guys weren't able to make it out. A lot of people were really looking forward to that show.
None of them were as disappointed as we were. We were working our asses off to make it to that show. Our van crapped out. We had it in the shop. They started working on it that morning. 11 a.m., they said, well, we think you guys are good to go. Let me just do one more quick check to make sure, and then a huge chunk of wiring fell out of the main wire box, and it was some like main wire and a bunch of other stuff had fused to it, and it took him 3.5 hours to fix that. So then by the time that we got actually out of the shop, it was almost 3, and by then we had no chance of making it. So
we're glad that you guys at least made it home.
Yeah, although we actually broke down again on our way from Boise to Portland and had to get towed to our show with Angry Samoans that was at the Plan B in Portland, which is a great venue. But we had to get towed to that show as well. So that made it a total of 3 shows that we wound up in front of the venue on the back of a tow truck at on that tour, which was
kind
of an experience for us. Yeah, really sucked.
So how is it that you do all of this touring? How is it that you meet these contacts? Like, do you mostly play DIY venues? Are you playing bigger venues to promoters? Or tell us a little about what you do.
It was all DIY, except for the show in Denver, which was through Crawlspace booking. But that only happened because of our original show that we had in Denver was at the Wasteland, but the Wasteland closed. I got shut down by the cops like a week before we got there, and since we had some of our other dates with Crumbums, we got in contact with them and just decided to combine forces for that night. So other than that, it was all totally DIY.
Cool, man. Well, it seems like punk rock's moving in a really DIY direction. You're part of the Pirate Punks from Portland. We've had a few other Pirate Punks on the show so far. Tell us a little bit about what you do with the Pirate Punks up in Portland.
Well, Pirate Punks is a, it's, how do you describe it? It's a international DIY nonprofit booking collective for underground punk, hardcore, and metal bands. I work with the Portland chapter. We do a combination of shows between house shows, all-ages venue shows, and bar shows, kind of depending on the band and also the availability of venues. A lot of crews, at least some crews, have their own dedicated venue space that they've been able to set up. We haven't done that in Portland, but that's partly because Portland has so many venues already running that it seemed almost counterproductive to set up yet another venue. So we just work with local promoters and local venues to put on DIY shows for bands, you know, both local bands and touring bands.
Nice, man. Well, it seems like you guys got quite the thing going on up there. So when you guys went on tour, did a lot of people, did they help you out? Did they give you places to stay, give you some food? Did you ever have to eat out of any fast food?
Absolutely. We, a lot of people cooked for us. We got spots to stay every single night of tour, except for one night when we were broken down in the middle of Kansas and we had to get a motel room. Other than that, we just hung out with the punks, you know, in different towns, and I mean, it was great. That's really the way to do it, you know. That's how you meet people in other towns and make connections, and that's how you keep it, you know, DIY. So, yeah.
Hi, man. Well, yeah, that's how I met you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool, man. Well, what are some of Rum Rebellion's upcoming plans? What's going to be in the future?
In the future, we, other than a couple shows, like a little mini tour that we've got in October, other than that, we're laying low on playing a bunch of shows and just really trying to focus on finishing the writing for a new album. We've got like two songs left that are written, but everybody doesn't know them, and then just really practicing the whole album so we can go into the studio and record. So that's really our main focus right now, is just trying to get a new full-length album out there, and definitely to get it pressed on vinyl this time, since vinyl seems to be the way to go these days.
All right, cool, man. Well, we're almost out of time. Do you got any last words for all the listeners out there?
I swear we'll come back to Salt Lake and we'll play the show. It'll be awesome. I feel we all
right, man. Yeah, man, we'll burn down to the fucking ground.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Cheers. Thanks,
Charlie. All right, cool. Thanks a lot, Dave. Have a good one tonight.
Yeah, cheers.
I see.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, it was Dave from Rum Rebellion. We're going to finish off tonight with a Never Say Never song. Well, I just want to tell you what's coming up on Fighting Words Radio Network. Tomorrow night we have the post-game show, Notre Dame post-game show. Sunday we have Breed Boxing. And then Monday it's back to San Clemente Punk at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can give us a call, you can request anything you want. You can catch me on San Clemente Punk, all one word, at yahoo.com, or you can search San Clemente Punk on MySpace. Once again, thanks guys for coming in tonight. Thanks Trevor and Drill from Never Say Never. We're going to end the night with their song. Well, go ahead.
So, Comrades Explode, Beat the Bastard. See you now.
Go!
They come on and put me down.